priest took my favorite motorcycle without asking, and he broke the front wheel off. Now it's junk.
That is a bummer. Do you think you'll be able to forgive him for that? Do you ever have trouble getting rid of broken stuff? I'm Zach with Keys for Kids. Broken stuff can seem useless and hard to get rid of, and feeling bitter and angry at someone who hurt you can be like that too. Those aren't useful feelings, but it can be hard to forgive. Whenever I have trouble forgiving, I remember a really important Bible verse, Ephesians 4:32. It says, "Be kind and loving to each other, forgive each other the same as God forgave you." Our story for today is called Dump the Junk. Aaron and his mom sat on the floor with one of his dresser drawers beside them. "I want to keep that," Aaron said as mom tossed a worn-out toy into a trash bag. Mom was helping him clean out his drawers, and she kept wanting to throw things away. "Why keep all this junk?" Mom asked. "It doesn't leave any room for all the good things you have." "It's not junk," said Aaron. "These are good things, too." "Good things?" Mom pointed to a pair of broken sunglasses and a small motorcycle with only one wheel. "These don't look like good things to me. They look like they should be dumped in the trash." Aaron picked up the motorcycle. "But this was my favorite motorcycle. It would still be good if Reese hadn't broken it. He always wanted to play with it, and he took it home one day without asking. When he brought it back, a wheel was gone." Aaron scowled. "It makes me mad when I think about it."
"Aaron, that happened a long time ago," Mom said gently.
"I don't care," said Aaron. "It still makes me really mad."
Mom sighed. "I think you may need to put more than this junk in the trash."
"What do you mean?" asked Aaron.
"It sounds like you're hanging on to some anger and resentment. The Bible says to get rid of all bitterness and anger. That's like dumping it in the trash, and I don't think you've done that yet."
Aaron spun the single wheel of his motorcycle.
"I don't know how."
"To get rid of it, you need to give it to Jesus," said Mom. "He's forgiven you for all the wrong things you've done, and he wants you to do the same for Reese. I know it's not easy, but he'll help you do it, just like I'm helping you clean out the junk from your drawers. Trust him to help you let go of the bitterness and anger in your heart and replace it with love so you can forgive Reese."
Aaron was quiet for a moment, then slowly placed the broken motorcycle in the trash bag. He took a baseball mitt from the drawer.
"Reese asked if he could borrow this," Aaron smiled at Mom. "I'll bring it to him tomorrow." Well, how about you? Are you holding a grudge against someone? It hurts when others wrong us, and it can be hard to forgive them, but you don't have to do it on your own. If you trust in Jesus, he's forgiven you for all the wrong things you've done, and he will help you forgive others. So trust him to help you dump the junk in your heart and replace it with his love. Our key verses are Ephesians 4:31 and 32.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you.
And our key thought for the day, don't hold grudges. I hope you enjoyed today's Keys for Kids story. We put these stories together to help you make a habit of spending time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story or a poem or maybe a journal entry from a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked sent straight to you at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.